Hi there, I'm here with Lily Descala, who's just done a sensational set, I have to say. I've been in Burlesque a very long time, and to see someone who makes me go, holy hell, that was fantastic. So Lily, tell me how it felt to be up there in front of Milton Keynes.
Do you know what? I was here a few years ago, and then the audience were incredibly warm. So when they invited me back, it was literally a no-brainer. I just knew that I'd have to come back because the audience were so warm and so accepting and so up for literally anything. And the venue is incredible, and what an amazing night.
I love the venue. It's the Spiegeltan, and you know, the best thing about it is it really lends itself to this type of performances that you had. Yeah. So how did you go about choosing the acts? I know you said here you've been here before, and we had a complete sort of all-encompassing cabaret there. Yeah. There wasn't just
birth. I think that a variety show should always have something for everyone. Not everyone will have enjoyed every act, but there'll have definitely been absolutely something for everyone in that show. Even with the burlesque acts, they're both so different that if you didn't really go for one, then you'd definitely like the other one. If you didn't go for one, then there wasn't going to be that you'd hate them both. You couldn't possibly hate them both. You know, equally, you could love them both. I wanted to choose an act that had quite a high profile in the world of cabaret and burlesque, because I think that is always nice for a lineup when people go, oh, I've heard of those people. I wanted to choose people who are at the top of their game because I think it lends itself to a really high quality of show. But equally giving people a go who are starting out of their careers. I mean, tonight we had Dusty Limits, who is top of the cabaret game. You know, he really is a superstar in the land of cabaret. And then we have Michael Standen, who graduated today, but is a phenomenal young talent. So I think that it was really important to me to gather a really wide range of acts, and B, a wide range of career levels, and a wide range of styles of cabaret.
Marvellous. And given the fact this is your first of two-night run, why should people come to this to see you tomorrow night? And I mean come, because I'm going to tell you to come, but Lily's now going to sell it. Not that it needs selling, people.
Because you won't get another chance to see a show like this in Milton Keynes this year. There isn't another show like this. You won't get a chance to see these acts probably in Milton Keynes again. and you won't get a chance to see these acts all together. If you want to know what modern cabaret is doing, this is the show to come to.
I actually say I really agree with that. I loved the fact that you did classic numbers like Monfray, the end of the cabaret one, but also there was not a dry eye in the house when you sang about I'm so sorry to bring up your beloved Jack. The lady next to me was in tears. I was in tears. Even if we didn't even believe you, which we do.
No, believe me, it's been a really horrible.
I'm really
sorry. It's been a really horrible week. I've been in bits, literally in bits.
I thought, oh God, it's gonna be Wrecking Ball. And I tell you what, I love Miley Cyrus for ever letting you hear that song, because to hear you sing it was sensational. I'm not into. I don't know much about singing, but your vocals were sensational.
Oh, thank you so much.
People come to this show, hunt Lily Lascala down, stalk her, hide in her bedroom.
No, don't. I'm terribly unglamorous in my bedroom.
No, she isn't, because I follow her on Twitter, by the way. So do follow her on Twitter. Follow this show, stalk everybody. This is talent, people, in Milton Keynes, okay? And it's rare and it's perfect.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lily. Thank you.